Here's where I landed with your wraparound feedback driving it. What changed? I scrapped the one-sided cantilever approach and rebuilt around the servo's real geometry. Output, axis plus Z at nut 12.0, horn on top, idler on bottom. Two new parametric build 2023D parts. Yoke connector, yoke.py. A C-bracket that grips the servo output on both sides. A top plate bolting to the horn and a bottom plate bolting to the idler, joined by a spine with a structural link reaching to the next servo. No more dangling of a single horn. Wraparound holder, holder.py. A U-cradle that wraps the servo body on both plus Y sides with a back wall plus floor, leaving the top bottom clear for the output. The single module render shows it cleanly. Body captured by the holder, output captured by the yoke. The two servo render shows the full chain. Servo, one plus holder, yoke, gripping both sides, link, servo, two plus holder. A note on what didn't work. I first tried to reuse your mesh parts. Double servo, holder, double servo, OS clamp. But they don't share an assembly frame, so I couldn't recover the fits. So I built this parametrically around the measured servo geometry instead, fully controlled and self-consistent. If you'd rather, I match your exact STLs, dropping an assembled holder plus servo STL would let me align to them precisely. Two things I'd refine next, your call on direction one. Second servo orientation, right now servo 2 sits parallel to servo 1, both pan about plus Z. For a real arm bend, it'd be perpendicular, pan tilt. Want me to make it perpendicular? To tighten the fits. The yoke's grip plates and the yoke link holder mating are visually right, but approximate. I can snap them to the exact horn bolt circle and make the holder back wall mate the yoke link face precisely. Does this wraparound design match what you have in mind before I refine the fits and chain it back into the full arm? Can you show me how they fit around the servo? Why is the mating approximate? I thought we have the SS text truncated for speech.